The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Mark1SportFishing.com, my favorite walleye charter on Lake Erie, and BaysEdge.com, the most luxurious townhomes and the only place you'll ever want to stay on your next trip to Lake Erie.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, I hope you're ready to enjoy today's show and follow me into the great outdoors. On this week's Chauncey's Great Outdoors, we're going to hear from a couple of high school anglers from Minooka, Illinois, Minooka High School, as a matter of fact, Andrew Kay and Donnie Wojtek, who won the Illinois Bass Fishing Coaches Association Tournament. I got to get that out in one breath, at Chabanaw Lake last weekend. And they're going to tell us exactly how wild and windy and what they did to catch these bass, et cetera, because we all know Chabanaw's got a lot of fish, but it's got a lot of stuff in the lake, too, to get hooked on. But it's going to be a great interview. I'm looking forward to that one. Then we're going to be talking to Chase Rockstead, who will be coming on, who also caught the new lake record walleye at Chabanaw Lake. It's a Chabanaw Lake show, I guess. And how he did it and how hard he really worked hard at getting to revive that fish. And we're going to be talking to him all about that. And that's a super-looking fish. If you want to see pictures of it, all you have to do is go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Once again, Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and you'll see all those photos as well as a couple photos of the young anglers we got on the rest of the show. And then in our last segment, we're going to have our outdoor news report, and for our final segment, which includes the most popular Aiden's Fishing Report. We never know what Aiden's going to say every week, so when I read it, that's the first time I see it. And then we're going to have some outdoor news and a little information about everything that else is going on in the great outdoors in the Midwest. We'll try to get a little bit of fall colors and more. Everything for you. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us? Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Waterworks knows you're the boater looking for adventure, and you will trailer your boat with that Mercury motor all over the Midwest in the fall. From fall color tours down the Illinois and Mississippi rivers to fishing those great spots in Southern Illinois, Kentucky Lake, and more, Waterworks knows you will travel for that special outdoor experience. Let Waterworks check out your boat, Mercury motor, and trailer before your next fall color or fishing trip. Remember, there's only one place to take your boat, Mercury motor, and the trailer to have them looked at by a true professional service crew. That's Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or call them at 708-798-9700. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic Southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Don't just make your next walleye trip to Lake Erie just another trip. Make it a Bay's Edge and Mark One Sport Fishing Charter walleye trip. With world-class fishing and luxurious lodging to meet your family and group demands, you can rent a modern three-bedroom townhouse that includes towels, linens, a fully equipped kitchen, two baths, a gas grill, a washer and dryer, and more. Then set out on a trip with Mark One Charters and be part of the best walleye fishing in years on Lake Erie, with everything provided. For more information, call 419-734-3016 or go to baysedge.com or mark1sportfishing.com.
Is that a faucet running? That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Hey there, fellas, we got the day off. What you want to do? They want to stay home and cut the grass? Yard and watch the bumpers run. Oh, yeah. Well, let's go fishing. When we go fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, we don't have one. We've got two people on the phone with us this morning. We've got Andrew Kay and Donnie Wojtek. And I want to say congratulations to both of you fine anglers.
Thank you.
I'll just say your name so you know which guy I'm talking to, and I can keep straight everybody who's listening to the program. Andrew, you guys were fishing the ICAST, which was the Illinois Bass Fishing Coaches Association tournament series at Chabanaw Lake. And what school do you guys fish for?
Yeah, we fish for Minooka High School.
And it's the, what's the mascot of the team?
Indians.
Right, Minooka Indians. Okay, so how long, Donnie, how long have you guys been fishing on the team?
Ever since freshman year started, so going on our third year.
Okay, so you're
for juniors.
Juniors, and you're going to hopefully look for a college that gives out scholarships for fishermen, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Now, once again, these two gentlemen won this tournament at Chabanaw Lake on probably not one of the nicest days to be fishing. It was getting pretty ugly out there, wouldn't you say so, Andrew?
Yeah, it was pretty rough. Pretty windy.
Was it just wind or was it anything else?
It was raining for a little bit, not for very long. Mm-hmm. The rain picked up to like 50 miles an hour, though.
Donnie, what happened when the wind picked up that high?
Well, we definitely struggled a little. We found the one spot we were fishing, it was pretty hard on the trolling motor, and by the end of the tournament, the batteries were done, so it was rough out there.
It was a rough day to be out there, huh?
Yeah.
And you didn't cast into the wind, did you?
Well, some casts were made into the wind, but definitely had some backlashes.
That's pretty good. Now, Andrew, before you went to this tournament, how did you and Donnie prepare yourself to fish? Because I've said that Chabanaw Lake is a great fishing lake. It's not made for the fishermen. It's made for the fish because there's so much stuff in on the bottom. There's buildings, there's roads, there's bridges, there's brush piles, there's trees, there's knocked down trees, there's big piles of boulders, there's, you name it, there's something in Chabanaw that's going to make it interesting fishing. How do you prepare to fish this lake, both of you guys? Andrew, you go first.
Yeah, we actually had little to none preparation for this lake. We knew we were going in a tournament, and we did some, we looked up the lake a little, and we knew there's logs, there's weeds, there's rocks, there's pretty much everything. So we were kind of prepared with a lot of different rod setups for anywhere the fish were. So we just kind of tried everything.
Mm-hmm. So Donnie,
we never fished the lake before, so we went in not knowing much. So.
That's not easy. I hate to say this.
No.
That's not an easy thing to do. And Donnie, I mean, did you have to go over the maps again and again to just kind of get a feel of the lay of the land?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we got there. We didn't see much. The sun was still down. Once the sun came up, we kind of just pointed and said, that looks like a pretty good fishable spot there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we pretty much were just trying to find where the fish were.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, how many other schools are in the tournament, Donnie?
There was 36 boats. Three were from Manuka. We were one of them, and there was definitely at least 10 schools there.
Mm-hmm. That's 33 boats is a lot of competition. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not chump change. That's a lot of people out there. When you're doing that, everybody kind of gives everybody space because you're trying to figure out where these fish may be hiding, which it could be any. I mean, I know I just said it, but you have no idea how much cover there is at Chabanaw Lake. It's a fish factory, but they're in their own environment, and you've got to be a real good fisherman to go find them because it's just not that easy. So when you went out there on the first the day, Donnie, where did you guys start out with?
We pretty much just started out flipping some logs in the water. I'm in one of the coves using like swim jigs, and I picked up the spinner, and Andrew had the mini jig on, and we just couldn't find him there, so we came out, and there was this nice point, and I had Andrew get the boat and on pretty much out of the wind, kind of, and I took a crankbait, kept casting at the point, and just, I kept feeling the rocks, and finally hooked up into the first one, so yeah, we had a feeling. Then we kind of caught on that they were probably sitting up on those points and up in the rocks. So
in order to pull them off of there. Now,
yeah,
you caught how many fish total, Danny?
We caught 5 fish.
Okay. So and Andrew, how many of those are you going to lay claim to?
I have 4 of the ones in the box.
Okay.
We caught more than 5.
Yeah, well,
in the day we called 2 fish, I think. So we had more, but.
Mm-hmm. Now in ICAST, are you allowed to use a net?
Yes.
Well,
yeah, we are.
That's good. That's really good. You know, there's a quick story. There was about a week ago, the new state lake record, not state record, the new lake record walleye was caught out of Chabonneau. It was 31 inches long and just a fat, just a good-looking fish.
And, yeah, I saw that picture.
Yeah, and
that
when
fish was huge.
When the angler, his partner, now I know neither one of you guys would do this, but his partner froze when he saw the fish come up because he was a new angler. And the fisherman actually took the net out of his hand, went to scoop the fish up. As he got it in the net, the hook popped out of its mouth.
Oh.
It's always good to have a good net man. That's good to have a good net man. So you guys, and was it pretty much all crankbait fishing?
Yeah, I mean, by the end of the day, that's what we realized here. That's what they wanted, so it's pretty much all we were throwing.
Yep. We tried everything at the beginning of the day, but found out crankbaits were it.
Mm-hmm. But you had to make contact with the rocks with the crankbait, right?
Yeah, it was pretty much right up on the shoreline. They were not deep.
Well, that's
maybe a foot or two off the shoreline.
Wow.
Almost every one of our fish, yeah.
And most people now are looking to deeper spots to find fish,
right,
because
yeah.
They think that, oh, it's getting colder, moving deeper. But no, they're trying to suck up as much more heat as they can close to shore. And they're, well, probably the feed bag, you know, as I call it, the buffet table is close to shore right now.
Yep.
You know, so was there any color, a certain color that was a better one than the others on this crankbait?
No, just more of a, it was more all natural we were using.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. I mean, I tried a couple.
You tried what, Andrew?
We probably went through at least 10 to 15 crankbaits, and they were pretty much eating anything. I mean, anything that we couldn't get snagged, they would eat. So it wasn't very easy to move around either, so if you got snagged, you kind of just broke off.
Yeah. Now, when you guys started, the wind was not a factor, correct?
No, it was just super calm.
Yeah, and then about 11 o'clock it kicked in?
Uh-huh.
And you were off to the races.
That's about when it started picking up, when we started catching them.
Oh, was it? Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe they like that little bit of wave action close to shore or something like that. That's pretty
cool.
When you guys are fishing, are you using spinning or bait casting reels?
Go ahead.
For our crankbaits, we use our casting rods. But in the morning, on like little jigs or little finesse, maybe drop shots, and thrown on spinning, mostly.
Okay, Donnie, did you wind up get any, because, you know, Chabonneau's got musky in it. Did you get any follows back up to the boat?
No, not this time.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been nice to get a nice musky, but yeah, I think we did bring in a couple walleye, actually. So.
No, did you?
Yeah.
Is that for the dinner table, right? Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, now, how many boats were from Minooka, your school?
There were three.
There were three boats? How did the other boats do?
One of the other boats from Minooka blanked, and then the other boat, they had two.
Okay.
Running two. So.
Oh, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with blanking, because trust me, you know, I've seen Kevin Van Dam and Swindle and a number of other professional bass anglers, you know, 0 days, you know. So, I mean, it happens. And it's just when you get that wind and that everything changing, it's October's, I mean, it's not an easy month to fish. It really isn't, especially.
No.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good that you did so well with this. Before you guys went out, did you talk to the other team members about what they were going to try and what they were thinking of, or did just you and Donnie, you know, Andrew and Donnie, did you guys just kind of figure out this is our plan, this is what we're going to do and stuff like that?
No, I mean, we definitely chatted with them for a little in the morning, but there was no talk about where we were going or what we were doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, your coach for the high school, what's his name?
It's actually my dad. He captains.
Oh, okay. What was his first name?
Rowan.
Rowan K. And
yep.
Are there any other coaches that help him or what?
Yeah, actually, Coach Tish and Coach Barney, they're the ones that help put on all this, help us get in. They also run like the qualifying tournaments for Manuka. Mm. So
very good, very good. Now, because you won this tournament, is there a like a championship tournament that you guys are going to be part of?
Yeah.
Andrew, go ahead.
Tournament qualifies us for state, pretty much. So.
Oh, it does.
This was one of the qualifiers. Yeah. So for the ICANN, I think they do state. I'm not sure, but that's one of the qualifiers, and then we only have to do one more of them, but we don't have to do good because we're already qualified. So
yeah, but you
want pretty big deal.
You're fishermen. You want to do good. If you're going to cast a lure, you want to catch a fish.
Right, yeah.
You know, I always laugh at that when someone says, "Well, you know, I only have to catch one fish to qualify." No, who cares? If I'm going fishing, I'm going fishing. You know, it's a simple fact.
Of course, yeah.
It's a simple fact of that. Now, let's talk about the weigh-in. Did they bring you up middle of the pack? Were you a later weigh-in? What was it?
Funny enough, actually, the trolling motor batteries did die, so we did come in 20 minutes early for our weigh-in.
Mm-hmm.
There's two groups, one at 12, and we were the second group, supposed to be second group at 12:15.
Mm-hmm.
But another boat came in early, and we let them go first. And they actually had only two fish, and they're both 4-pounders, so they had a total weight of 8 pounds. It was pretty crazy. So we definitely thought we had some competition at the beginning, knowing that they had those two big fish. But
so you weighed in second, correct?
Yeah.
They let us weigh in second because they didn't want our fish to die.
Right, so. And then you had to wait 31 boats.
Yeah.
So, you guys must have been going crazy.
Yeah, we were a little nervous seeing the 5-pounders and the 4-pounders coming in, too.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it's nervous.
Hey, listen, and you guys had, what was your total weight?
10.2.
Okay. Donnie, I mean, so the boat in front of you weighs 2 fish, 8 pounds, and you guys go, oh, no.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went.
Yeah.
Now, did you have to stay on stage for all 31 other boats?
No, it was set up in a parking lot so we could just chill by our boat.
And oh.
We went up to our teammates and talked when they came in. Okay. So,
when did you realize this is going to be, we might be able to do this?
it was towards the end for sure. We were pretty much on our toes by the end, just waiting, seeing if all the boats were in, everybody's weighed in, and they kept calling out some boat numbers, but turns out they didn't have fish. They didn't check in.
Yeah, but, and then they left. Well, that's pretty cool. Well, you know, I want to congratulate you both on a job well done. You know, I want to thank Manuka High School and all the high schools that are involved in the, you know, Illinois coaches. The Illinois Bass Fishing Coaches Association. I keep getting that tongue twied. You know, that bringing this another tournament to the schools. You know, congratulations on getting a spot for the state. And like I says, all of your coaches that and you. Well, give me the three names again. Kay, what was the other two?
Coach Tiz and Coach Barney.
You know, they're doing a great job of helping you guys be better fishermen and also being better students, because I know that there's a requirement for that, too, in school.
Yeah,
they hold us accountable.
Yeah, imagine they do. And the one coach, Mr. K, probably holds somebody really accountable.
Yeah, he does.
Well, cool. Once again, well, Andrew and Donnie, congratulations so much on this one. I'm fishing one of my favorite fish lakes in the state of Illinois and one of the hardest lakes to catch fish in the state of Illinois, Chabanaw Lake. Okay, guys?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks is proud to announce the 2021 line of Lund and Low boats, all powered by Mercury motors, are coming in weekly. But many of these boats are pre-sold, and if you want to ensure that the boat of your dreams with a Mercury motor will be here when you want it, You need to act now with assembly plants building boats with Mercury motors on back order and long delivery dates. You need to stop in at Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills or call them at 708-798-9700 and don't miss out on ordering the boat of your dreams from Waterworks.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You'll enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
Somebody say, hey, we want some crappie!
Hey, we want some crappie!
Let me hear you say, hey, we want some crappie!
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Felt like a couple minutes. It might have only been seconds. I don't know, but
that's amazing.
It actually ended up being the longest walleye I have ever caught. I do have one a little heavier, mm-hmm. actually quite a bit heavier, but it was a very intense little bit of time there once we saw what it was.
And yeah.
Like I said, I thought it was a lot bigger than it actually was. I was thinking, man, that might be getting close to the state record.
Mm-hmm.
Which ended up being nowhere near.
Yeah, I think state record's like 15, I think.
I think I want to say it's like 15.3, if I remember right.
Yeah, you know, state record is basically a big fat walleye.
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's a very, very hard one to beat.
Well, you know, that's one of those fish that I'm glad you caught it with your buddies who you're teaching a fish, because now they got the bug even worse. Because they called you today, hey, well, let's go fishing, you know. They're going to push that effort on you. But the other thing, too, is I says, you probably, after it was all done, you're driving home, he goes, why couldn't I get one of them on during a tournament?
Yeah. You know how many times I've said that to a few people today?
Mm-hmm.
That's one we needed last weekend. That would have been nice.
Oh, okay.
But it never happens that way.
Okay, and the fishes, you brought the fish home, and I'm sure you will pay the proper homage to it, you know?
Yeah, so I've had a lot of people ask, what did I do with the fish?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, we were fishing pretty deep water, and never once crossed my mind until I saw it that it was a big walleye like that. So I didn't really take my time with it. And I spent a very good amount of time trying to get the fish revived to take off to where I felt comfortable that it would live. And after probably close to 40 minutes between in the live well with the pumps on and working them in the water, trying to get her to go swim away, she went belly up on me twice, and I really did not want to see it become eagle food and just go to waste, so I decided I might as well keep it and put it on the wall.
You put the effort in to revive it. You put the effort in, Chase, to revive it, and that's and you know what? Just that you wanted to release it, I think, is an absolute fantastic, you know, credit to you as a sportsman. That, you know, here's this, you know, new record for Chabanal Lake. It's not a state record, but it's a record for Chabanal Lake, and you know, you wanted to release it, so that's fantastic. You did so well.
Absolutely. This fish right here, out of that body of water, I mean, my next biggest walleye out of that lake isn't even half of that weight. This is like, this is a unicorn for there, and I wanted nothing more than to see it swim away. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, with it, I mean, she didn't have the will to go.
No,
I gave it everything I had to try to get her to go, and I didn't want to find out on Facebook the next day or something, somebody take a picture of this big floating dead walleye, half eaten by raccoons by morning or whatever. So I decided, I guess I'll keep it and put it on the wall.
Well, if anybody wants to see the fish, I've got a picture of you and the fish on my Facebook page here. So after, when they're listening to the show, if they go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors, they'll see you and the fish. And I just wanted to say congratulations. Thank you so much for coming on and telling that story of catching. Now, give me the size of it again, length.
It was 30, just over 31 inches. And it was 11.65 pounds on the certified scale at the bait shop. And the girth was 19 and a half.
That's still a good-looking fish. And remember, there are no fish in Illinois. Yeah, okay.
You know how many times I've heard that about Chabanal Lake?
It's
incredible how many times. And it is a tough lake. It's very humbling. But there are some very good fish in there. If you put your time in, you can find them.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Once again, thanks, Chase, thanks so much for coming on, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Oh, like I said, it's so much fun. Everyone, we're talking with Chase Rockstead, who caught this massive walleye, new record for Chabanal Lake, 31 inches, a little over 31 inches, just fantastic thing. As they say in the South Side, you did good, my friend. You did good. All right, buddy. Take care. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks is proud to announce the 2021 line of Lund and Low boats, all powered by Mercury motors, are coming in weekly. But many of these boats are pre-sold, and if you want to ensure that the boat of your dreams with a Mercury motor will be here when you want it, you need to act now. With assembly plants building boats with Mercury motors on back order and long delivery dates, you need to stop in at Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or call them at 708-798-9700, and don't miss out on ordering the boat of your dreams from Waterworks. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. Own your own boat and want to make your next walleye trip to Port Clinton enjoyable? Then call Bay's Edge at 419-734-3016 and enjoy a beautiful townhouse with a full kitchen, sleeping for seven, spacious living quarters, a private deck on a huge pond full of the biggest fish you will ever see and catch, all catch and release. But you can also pull your own boat right next to the townhouse and recharge your batteries to be ready for that next day to catch that walleye of a lifetime. Once you stay at baysedge.com, you won't stay anywhere else. For more information, call 419-734-3016 or go to baysedge.com and be amazed of Lake Erie's best-kept secret, baysedge.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700, Paul's Pizza in Westchester on 31st and Wolf Road, Diamond Ghost Charters at diamondghostcharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the knowledgeable sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at visitwrenlake.com and enjoywrenlake.com, BizBaits, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. You can get them at bizbaits.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones and mighty...
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And let's start off the final segment with, of course, the most popular thing on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the Aiden Fishing Report from my grandson in Western Michigan. He says, "Hi, Papa. You should come up and watch me play football. I had three tackles, and one time I tipped the ball. They called my name on the speaker, and that was really, really cool. Like you say, let's talk fishing now." Well, any place on Lake Michigan the last week has been very, very bad because of high winds and waves. Dad and I took a ride out and looked at them, and no one should ever be out on Lake Michigan when it looks like that. It was scary looking. But I got a couple reports. I got a couple reports for you. First one is from Roger's dad. He looked at the pier anglers, the guys in Muskegon, and he said they were casting spoons for steelhead, but he said none of them caught any fish. He was happy that he didn't even try. Then he went in the boat up the Muskegon River, and he saw salmon were being caught, and steelhead are also moving under his boat when it was in one spot on the river. He caught a couple on a gravel flat when he would drift spawn sacks down the gravel and then cast it up again. Linda Sue's dad went on the White River because her and her mom went winter clothes shopping. I guess she couldn't go fishing then. He said he saw a good number of Chinook salmon on the by the Y Hole or in the Y Hole, I'm not quite sure, to up towards the Hesperia Dam in Oceana County. Steelhead are trickling in, but no big numbers yet and no big fish yet. Love you. Hope to see you soon. P.S. What are you going to dress up for Halloween? A fisherman? Ha 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 ha. Once again, that's the Aiden Fishing Report from Western Michigan, sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Better order your boat now if you want to get it for next spring. There's going to be a shortage of boats out on the market because the manufacturers just can't get them done. Lake Michigan, Chicago, and Waukegan. It's still lake trout time, but the wind and waves are not making it easy to get out. If you're working out of Waukegan and Winthrop Harbor, you're anywhere within 180 to 190 feet of water, or you're working some of the reefs first thing in the morning. Chicago, only a few casters along the shoreline in Diversey Harbor caught some fish. They were using night crawlers about 4 feet down. Some steelhead were at Montrose on medium roaches, 8 to 12 feet down. Weather, even there, made fishing tough for the shore anglers. Northwest Indiana, salmon and steelhead are up in the streams. Salmon are dark, very dark, as a matter of fact. Lake Erie, this Lake Erie report is sponsored by our buddies, Mark1SportFishing.com and BaysEdge.com, Port Clinton, Ohio. Call Misty at 419-635-6326. Tell her that Chauncey sent you. Call them up now, set up a trip, or, you know, if you got your own boat, stay at the Bay's Edge townhomes. You will never forget that. It's still a trolling bite for walleye in 25 to 40 feet of water. Tommy Harris spoons are working out very well in bright colors. On and off weather is making it hard to get a good handle on it. Perch are quiet. Smallmouth are not doing very bad at all. Cook County Forest Preserves. Inland trout season open on Wednesday in the Forest Preserves of Cook County. That activity has brought a lot of anglers out, and everyone had a great time, and most important, a lot of people wore masks. Everybody should. And they were well within 6 feet and more apart. Good job on that one. Largemouth bass are still close to shore in 2 feet of water. Surface baits early in the morning or a Biz Bait Ned Dizzy rig is a good one to use right now. Golden roaches on the edges of those weeds always can pull a fish in when it's tough fishing in my books. Crappie numbers are up. Sizes improved on minnows and artificials. Channel lakes, crappie in the channels, live bait is best on white mini mites. White bass are still hitting good, but, you know, it's on and off. It's close to big musky time for suckers. It's not quite there, but it's really, really close. Okay, Wren Lake area. This is sponsored by our friends at Wren Lake area at enjoywrenlake.com. Enjoywrenlake.com. Cooler weather is moving in. Right now, crappie are pretty good. Next week, it could be hot with a couple of cold nights. He says they're getting them on the rocks, but it could be hot next week. Biggest problem is you're only allowed 10 fish inches or longer. They're having a hard time finding fish under 10 inches long. What's a terrible thing to have. Largemouth bass are good near the rocks and the bridges, but shallow water bluegill, like small jigs, waxworms, even a little bit of small minnow tipped on them, close to the shoreline. Crickets are working well for a lot of activity going on in that location, too. I like that. My good buddy Dave Dewey up in Wisconsin says he was working Lake Delavan. Cooler days are dropping the water temps, and walleye are off the main lake points at about 22 to 24 feet of water. They can be caught on a Lindy rig night crawlers. You've got to put about a 24, 30-inch leader on them, and you should be okay. Northern pike action is steady. It's cold weather. Northern pike are happy. The fish are in the weed flats, though, in front of Lake Lawn Lodge and Highland Bay. Largemouth bass, just a little bit on the slow side. Hey, Wolf River, Wisconsin. Walleye are fair to good. Some crappie are showing up, but everything is slowing down. It's a lot colder up there, folks, and it's just slowing down up on the Wolf River area there. In Benton Harbor, Aiden didn't report on Benton Harbor for us, but I said there were very few fishing on the shore, and there was some coho at Berrien Springs, and a few more steelhead have moved up into that area. Many rivers in Michigan are up right now. Be careful. Oshkosh. Everybody loves to go up to the Fox River in Oshkosh, by gosh. Lots of white bass this week. Very high numbers of fish are being caught. Okay, don't drop your coffee and run out the door. But the average size was 4 to 5 inches. A lot of little dinky ones were being caught. So let's not get crazy on that, okay, everybody? It's kind of, that's a little bit on the small side, if you ask me, to keep white bass that big. But we're also seeing some activity with a lot of archery hunters are going out. I'm getting some nice photos of different deer that were taken, bucks and does. Duck season, waterfowl season opened up and in the northern zone, and we're seeing some geese that were taken. Some good-sized birds are being taken. I think we're going to have an excellent waterfowl season because a lot of those birds just have not made it. They weren't taken in Canada, so they're working their way south. So I think our numbers could be very quite high in a lot of those areas. The fall colors are absolutely fantastic in southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois. Lake Geneva is a little bit past peak right now. We're pretty much peak in northern Illinois. Fox Chain looks beautiful. Mississippi River, it's a great way to take a nice ride down the river. Red Lake area in about a week and a half should be really, really primo. And with bike trails out there and some winery tours and fishing going on very well, you can make a nice weekend down in Red Lake area. So once again, check out the enjoyrendlake.com. Enjoyrendlake.com. Don't forget, if you're looking at turkey hunting next spring, like I did yesterday, I filled out my application for the first lottery drawing. Hopefully I'll get the county that I want, because then Danny Hayes and Mike Reynolds and myself will spend another few days in a pop-up blind laughing ourselves into hysterics, and the turkey will just kind of sit on the outside and look at us and say, what are these guys talking about, and laughing. But who cares? It's turkey hunting. It's a lot of fun. But there's really so much going on. And please be careful also this time of the year with the deer in the country and the forest preserves, even in wooded areas in the city of Chicago. You've got to be careful out there. Slow down. That's the biggest thing. Turn your high beams on if nobody's coming at you. Slow down. You see a deer, beep the horn. Even come to a stop if he doesn't move. You just have to be careful between now and probably mid-December. Oop, I heard the flute. That means we're coming to the end of the show, and I have to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend Apensui Majawat. He's a neat guy. This one says, always regard heaven as your father, and the earth as your mother, and all the living things as your brothers and sisters. Wow, that's pretty cool. Let me repeat that. Regard heaven as your father, the earth as your mother, and all the living things as your brothers and sisters. Very true. And once again, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, and the fish we catch, the geese we chase, and those duckies that are going to be flying by. We really borrow it all from our children's children. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.